Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. I am Rama Malone. I am a singing story artist. I love to hum, and I create a lot of songs, and I also have been called a story artist because my art always tells stories. And my poetry paints images. So I wanted to sing a song to you today called Rose Petals. Rose petals falling down on me, rose petals falling down on me, rose petals falling down on everything I see. Rose petals falling on everything I don't see. Rose petals falling over the whole wide world. Rose petals falling down. Rose petals falling down. Rose petals falling down. And the song goes on to tell a story of Chloe, the Greek goddess of regeneration. Chloe, Greek goddess of regeneration, mistress of deep soul restoration, walking in a garden of white roses. Her bare feet on green grass covered with dew in the hours of early morning, just before dawn. She washes her face with dewdrops on white rose petals falling down on me. She bathes her body with early morning air, mist and dew. She tumbles down her hair and ties it with a ribbon of dawn, puts on a long linen dress, white linen right down to the ground. Like light coming across the water, she puts her single black pearl over her throat. Chloe, Greek goddess of regeneration, mistress of deep soul restoration, walking in a garden of white roses, her bare feet on green grass covered with dew in the hours of early morning, just before dawn. And she walks back to her secret, sacred place, where none can find her, lest she wishes them to. Pour milk into the river, a river of milk shows up in the sky. Pour milk into the river, a river of milk shows up in the sky. Rose petals falling down. Rose petals. So there's a couple of stories woven into this song. One's about Chloe. I heard a long time ago about how she walks in a garden of dew early in the early morning hours before dawn. And another story in this song is pour milk into the river. And I went to the Russian River, north of Santa Rosa, California, with some friends. We had some milk we wanted to offer to the river. And as we poured it into the sky, it rippled into the river like a little river of milk in the river of water. And then we lay down all together on the pebble beach and just looked up at the sky, and there was a river of milk in the form of clouds going across the sky. So this is an image I've been playing with in my mind for a long time. sky images coming to Earth and Earth images appearing in the sky. So I wanted to share these with you today because, especially yesterday, I had a very strong experience of creating a word picture painting of a blue sky with white clouds, a river of gardenias, and a boat coracle of roses that's lined with sheepskins. And they're soft, like so fragrant, and a soft place to rest and floating in this river of gardenias. And the little coracle, the little, made all out of roses, is lined with sheepskin, so it's so soft, and so warm, and it's just floating and being carried. I love these images, and I love playing with them. I could see them coming to Earth, filling vast halls with blue sky-colored wool carpet and dotted with sheepskin clouds, and covering the floor with a little, all these gardenias, a river of gardenias, and a little coracle boat lined with sheepskins and covered with red roses. It would be beautiful, don't you think? So, again, I'm Rama Malone. I'm a story artist, and this is my first broadcast that I wanted to share with you today that I called Rose Petals. And it seems that I have more time. That all took just about 6 minutes, and I have a whole 15-minute show. So I'll go on with floating. Just before COVID came out, I had a great desire to go float in springs in Florida. And they are usually very cold in the summer, 73 degrees year-round, but I really wanted to go and float. And I was taken to a beautiful springs a month before, but it didn't work out for me to actually go into it at that time. But I had some very healing dreams about understanding why certain friendships hadn't worked out in the way that I had wanted, because I and the other person had different things that we wanted to explore in our lives. So I understood why one great love in my life hadn't worked out, and I felt like a great healing from that. So I had an opportunity a month later to go to Poe Springs in Gainesville, north of Gainesville, near High Springs, and in Florida, and it had been raining for several days, and on a Thursday morning, it was an incredibly bright sun. The weather had dropped from 70 degrees to, 40. It was 40 degrees out overnight, and the sun had come out. It was a brilliant, crystalline morning, with dewdrops from the rain, raindrops from the rain, and just incredibly beautiful, crystalline, sparkling kind of a day, 40 degrees. And we went to the springs, which they told me it was very low, and it was a long step, so I guess it gets pretty high at sometimes, maybe up to 12 feet. It was only about 3 or 4 feet deep. And I touched the water, and it felt like bath water. Now, if I went in the summer, it would be cold because the weather outside would be about 90 or 100, and then the water would be 73. So it would be freezing. But in the wintertime, it was incredibly, incredibly wonderfully warm, like a bathtub. And so I said to my two friends who had brought me there, who graciously brought me there, "Ladies, my wild woman is coming forth. I need to go into the water." And so I took off all my woolly clothes and my down jacket and my woolly hat and my neck scarves and my socks and my shoes. And I had a little linen top and a little skirt, little top on. And I went in with all my clothes on, which is another thing I'd like to talk about. Because I had a grandmother who was a nun in Mexico. She had permission to become a cloistered nun in Mexico City. And she always would write to me and tell me, when you take a bath, you should wear all your clothes, because she didn't want me to see my body. Anyway, I've seen my body since, and you've probably seen yours too. But the whole point is, it's been interesting that teaching that she's given me has come up at different times in my life, to go into the water with all my clothes on. And I know sometimes people do like baptisms in certain traditions where they bathe people with all their clothes on. So I went into the water with my clothes on, and I was ecstatic. I had wanted to go in. It was a long-held heart's wish, and I'm so dedicated to fulfilling my heart's wishes these days. So there I was, a heart's wish fulfilled. I was splashing water up into the air. It was sparkling coming back down on me. I just went into the water and I floated, and I felt so supported and just so beautiful. And just a few, like about 50 yards away, the springs poured into the Santa Fe River, and it was just such a beautiful morning. I came out. Oh, yes, it was cold. I sat in the bright sunlight for about an hour. I put my clothes up to hang. There's nobody around. I was so grateful. In the wintertime, not many people come to the springs, and it was in March. And the very next week, COVID broke out. And I had my healing message from the springs just to float. So the image that I gave you earlier today, which is a gift, a beautiful painted word image of a coracle of roses, fragrant red roses, lined with sheepskin, I could see myself floating in it. I could see you floating in it through whatever turbulent times may come. It's an extraordinary image that has kept me floating through some very challenging times. And I know we're all going through some challenging times, because the earth needs to take herself back, and we need to be in support of her. She is our mother, and we need to take care of our mother in the ways that we take care of our body, in the ways that we take care of the actual physical earth, in the ways that we take care of all our elements of the air and the fire and the water. So I just have 19 seconds left. The time went by so quickly. I was so happy to spend some time with you today. I hope that you can enjoy painting your own word images. And I'll be telling you some, singing some more story songs to you very soon. And I'm so glad you could join me today. Thank you. Thank you for listening. And I hope you find your heart's wish images that you can hold close to your own heart. Thank you. Seems like I can say goodbye one more time. This is my first radio show, so I'm just bumbling and stumbling along, learning about it, learning about being with all of you. Ooh.